At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Well, for those of you that wanted a statement victory, there you go. Royals win 10-0. A sixth straight victory. How's that for punctuation to this four-game sweep of the lowly Chicago White Sox? Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Text line, same number, 913-586-7965. Just had a gentleman walk by the booth out here at Kauffman Stadium, look at me and say, Vern, what more can you ask for? And I think that's the perfect way to summarize this performance today and this stretch that we've seen from the boys in blue, winners of not only six in a row, but 15 of the last 17. And of course, it begins on the mound as the Royals throw their sixth shutout in the last 13 games. Chris Bubich spins seven innings of shutout baseball, lowering his ERA to 1.69. Bubich came into today as, analytically, one of the 15 best pitchers in Major League Baseball, and he only added to that with that performance. And he's doing that on the heels of seven shutout from Michael Wacha, 6 2/3 of one-run ball from Seth Lugo, 11 punch-outs across five scoreless from Cole Reagans. We can talk about the bullpen. How about the defense? How about that throw Michael Garcia uncorked in the fifth inning to throw Andrew Vaughn out at the dish? Pitching, relieving, defense, base running, Bobby rips a pair of bags. And then offensively, they put double digits on the board for the third time this season. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Let's get right to it. Let's start off with Big T, who was one of the 25,000 in the building today. Big T, go ahead.
Vern, good to connect again. I agree with what your fan said. What else can you ask for? Beautiful day at the K. Skipped work. Took one of my colleagues to the K for the first time ever. A Navy veteran, you know, he was just loving it.
Nice.
It was great. My personal accomplishment, Vern, I've never told you this. Dating back to last year, I'm 0-12 going to games.
Woof.
So today was my slump buster. So I'm feeling really good about that. The boys in blue, obviously great. Bubich, love that guy. Dating back to 2021, I mean, I always saw potential in him. Injuries, sure. Bullpen, he's worked his way back. Exciting stuff. But, you know, the thing, not to defer from the win today, but some of your colleagues yesterday were saying he's perfect trade bait. And I'm sitting here like, he's my favorite rotation. He's my favorite guy in this rotation. Like, love Bubich, love what he's doing. Anyway, exciting day for Kauffman. Thanks, Vern. Big fan.
Yeah, I appreciate you listening. He's averaging six innings every time he takes the ball. Chris Bubich picks up his fourth win of the season, his first career win against the Chicago White Sox, and you look at his totals this season, 47 punchouts in 48 innings of work. 47 strikeouts to just 14 walks, 7 innings of shutout baseball today, good for the Royals' major league leading 19th quality start of the season. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. All right, we'll get back to the phone calls coming up in just a moment, but let's head inside that victorious clubhouse. One of the many Royals that had multiple hits today in the 10-0 drubbing of the White Sox, Vinny Pasquantino, kind enough to dial us up after this one. Vinny, we were just talking about Chris Bubich. I'm wondering if you can explain to the listener what makes him, this season, one of the game's best. What are you seeing?
I'm going to be honest, Vern. I didn't hear you there for a second. Would you be able to repeat?
There's a transition. There's a transition of phones. I understand how it works. Mellinger to Pasquantino. The question is, Chris Bubich, 7 shutout innings today. What's made him one of the game's best this season?
I mean, he's just doing a lot of things really well. He's filling up the strike zone first off. So he's getting into advantage counts for him. And he's just doing a nice job. I think I saw some stat today on the TV that he's got like that one of the higher strike percentages with 2 strikes. That's huge. I mean, he's keeping hitters on their heels at all times, and it's tough to work from, you get to 0-2, it's not the easiest thing to do in the world to get a hit or to work that at bat. So he's just doing a nice job of getting ahead and putting guys away early, and it's really fun to play behind.
Yeah, how much fun is a day like this? 25,000 screaming kids in the building, great energy. How would you describe that one?
Yeah, it was great. There's a lot of Thursday, especially when school's in session, there's a lot of like Thursday or Monday day games that don't have a whole lot of people there. So it's cool to have that experience for those kids today. And we put on a nice performance for them.
Vinny, in my opinion, and I'm probably wrong, but it was around this time last year where you guys showed up to the ballpark every day expecting to win. That's obviously the case again right now. Is the confidence even higher showing up to the ballpark in 2025 than it was a season ago?
No, I don't think so. I think that's confidence that we've had the whole time. I mean, even a few weeks ago when we were a few games under 500 and everybody was ready to rip our heads off, we weren't. We have that confidence coming in every day just to go win ball games. And that really hasn't changed. We've kept that same mindset in this clubhouse and winning a few games like we have here lately, that's not going to change that for us either. We're just going to attack every day the same, with that mindset of, we're showing up to win this ball game and we're going to keep it that way.
Final thing for you, from the group that left Arizona to where we are today, 39 games into the season, what have you learned about that clubhouse? What have you learned about your teammates?
Just a resilient group. I mean, even today, resiliency shows itself in a lot of different ways. Being ahead today and then being able to still tack on a few runs there in the eighth, I mean, that just shows what this team is. There's no quit. We're going up to have good at-bats. We're going up to pitch it well, play good defense every time we're out there, and we're giving it everything we got. So it's just a resilient group that's doing a really nice job of putting some things together right now, and the wins have come, and we just got to keep our head down, keep working, and just keep moving forward.
Vinny, I appreciate the time. Get back in there and enjoy that dub, man.
Thanks, man.
There you go. Vinny Pasquantino tied with Bobby Witt Jr. for the team lead with 23 runs driven in. The Royals' first baseman batting .343 here in the month of May. Let's go back to the phone calls as the Royals wax the White Sox. 10-0, the final score. Let's go to Chris in Lee's Summit. Chris, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Woo-hoo-hoo! That's what I'm talking about.
I like
Vern,
it. Vern, like
obviously
it.
It's an honor to talk to you. You're the best in the business. I just wanted to say, I listened to your post game at work today. Sometimes when I can't catch you in the evenings, I catch up during the day. And, so the callers are like, hey, that win wasn't good enough. Come on, guys. It's the MLB. These guys are all pros. Wins are tough. We're freaking rolling. We got dogs on this team. I cannot wait to be out there this weekend to see the Red Sox. We can easily get this series. Like I said, guys, these dudes are MLB pros. They're doing their best. Once we get that train rolling, we'll start cooking. Let's go, Royals. Burn, I'll see you Saturday, my man.
All right, see you then. And like Vinny just said, even when they're going through that six-game losing streak, no one's hanging their head, no one's losing confidence. They're showing up at the ballpark expecting to win. And since that six-game losing streak, that's basically all they've done. Winners of 15 of the last 17. We go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Josh in Cedar Rapids. Go ahead, you're on the postgame show.
Vern, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
First off, is Vinny the smoothest talker since Eric Hosmer? My God, man.
Yes. Yeah, so he's smooth. Better. He's the best. He's the best to come through here in a long, long time.
And he's an NFL insider, man.
Right, right.
All right.
That's how he got the job. That's how he got the job.
Hey, true, true. So I was going to say what the last caller just said is – is a position player pitching against you in the bottom of the eighth good enough for those guys and ladies calling and texting
yeah,
last night?
Yeah,
like,
good call, right.
It's a divisional game, too. So, also what I was going to say is, how many aces do we have on this staff? So, our so-called fourth starter is, what, fourth in the AL with a 1.69 ERA now? How many aces do we have? I'd say in what do we have, three top 40 guys in the top of the ERA? I was looking at that earlier today. And, I mean, all those people calling and texting, they better hold on to their butts, because if we can play like this and our pitching stays up, it's going to be a fun, fun summer.
There you go. We'll start talking a little trash, too. I like it. Way to go, Josh. Thanks for the phone call. Royals now 15-1 this season when they score at least 4 runs. Rodney was in the building. He was one of the 25,000 to show up for this one. Rodney, what do you think, buddy?
Well, a couple things. Vinny talked about Thursday day games before school gets out, and a buddy of mine went, and he was like, man, it's going to be a nice day. We're going to be able to sit out here and find whatever seat we want. That place was packed. I'm going to tell you right now, what it showed me in multiple things is that this team's winning. People are going to come out. If you don't have your tickets, I'd probably get them pretty quick, because this thing's going to start to pick up to 25,000 a night, every night. But yesterday you had mentioned, or I heard, that we were the exact same record this year as we were last year. And I'm not quite sure what we did the game
same.
After. But
yep, same.
Did we win? Okay, perfect.
Yep. So 23-16, same mark as last year. Continue. Go ahead.
Perfect. And the question was, what's different, right? And I think everybody knows the answer. Vern, this pitching is insane. And, you know, I was at the Yankees game last year when we lost the last game, and everybody was talking about what can we do to get better, what can we do to get better. We all knew early on this year that the hitting was going to come, right? Mikel, I don't know myself what Mikel was going to do. That guy's insane right now. But
good Lord.
The pitching is insane. The hitting's going to do what it does. This is a phenomenal baseball team right now. And I'll leave you with this quote. I'm playing a lot of sports growing up. My coach has left me with one thing, and it says, if you're better, be better. And it's exactly what we were against the White Sox. We're better, and we were better, and we kicked the ever-living crap out of them today exactly how we should have.
Yeah, well said. Great phone call. Royals rotation following the 7 shutout frames from Chris Bubich. The Royals rotation has the American League's best ERA, Major League Baseball's second lowest ERA, a mark of 2.93. while throwing the most innings of any staff in the sports. Those two things combined tell me that the finest rotation in Major League Baseball resides right here in Kansas City. Royals win 10-0. My game notes are brought to you by Jays South Lanto. Be in the know and call Jays South Lanto. Take a quick timeout. We get right back to your thoughts as the Royals improve and set a new high water mark for the season, sitting 7 games above 500. We're back to you after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Our passion.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Another 3-2. Breaking ball, fly ball, hit in the air. Left center field. Back goes Robert. Back he goes. It's off the fence. Two men score. Garcia's not stopping at second. He'll get to third with a two-run triple. And the Royals double their lead. It's 4-0 here in the fifth inning.
Oh, that's a great call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, a two-out, two-run triple from the hottest dude on the planet, Michael Garcia, high-stepping into third base. If you haven't seen the highlight, wait till you get home or get in front of your phone to watch him continue to show that swag we saw a glimpse of over the past two seasons. But when you're rolling like this, I want more. Michael there in the fifth inning, he got ahead of the count 3-1 and gets a full count sinker at 93 in the middle of the dish, and he takes it to the wall in left center field, plating both Jonathan India and Bobby Witt Jr. And again, that put the Royals up 5-0. They would go on, or excuse me, that put the Royals up 4-0. They would go on to win 10-0. That two-run triple from Michael is today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Michael Garcia, after that triple in the fifth, would hit a one-out single in the seventh, his team-leading 13th multi-hit game of the season. He's now batting .326. That's the seventh best mark in all of Major League Baseball. We go back to the phone calls at 913-586-7965. Kids Day at the K. We go to Raiden in Olathe. Raiden, you're on 96.5 The Fan. What'd you think of that one, buddy?
I was at the game and I thought Bobby Witt Jr. was amazing today, and I just wanted to know what you thought of him.
Yeah, I think you put it perfectly, man. Thanks for the phone call. He was amazing. It's also kind of amazing that I'm this deep into the show when I didn't talk about Bobby Witt Jr. having a four-hit day, his first four-hit day of the season. But it's wild, the things that you can start taking for granted, whether it's Mahomes and Kelsey or it's Bobby Witt Jr., it's him in the field, it's him at the dish. He's just the best baseball player on planet Earth. His batting average, .325, is good for eighth best in baseball. He has the fourth most stolen bases, the third most base hits, the most doubles in the sport, and his .922 OPS is top 15. Let's go to Oliver in Gladstone. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Hi, I was just saying, it was my first game that I actually caught a ball from the White Sox dugout. Bullpen, I meant.
Yeah, well, you might be in the bullpen before the end of the season, the way those guys throw the ball. So keep it up, man.
Yeah.
Close mouths don't get fed. Yeah, no doubt.
Right.
Nice hearing from you. Appreciate it. Royals now 17-0 when leading after six. Talking about a bullpen, that's the best inning we've seen from Chris Stratton all season. And then Steven Cruz just throws up another zero. His 11th straight scoreless appearance. The big right-hander has allowed a total of 7 base runners across his 10 innings of work. Let's go to David in Lee's Summit. David, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Vern. Appreciate you taking my call, man. Great game. Beautiful weather. Just wanted to get your thoughts on why Estevez didn't close it out. You just mentioned the bullpen. I thought maybe after the hiccup last night they might have, tried to write
not
the
shit. It was 10-0. No, it was 10-0.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Wasn't a save opportunity. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Awesome. Well, thank you.
There you go. That's why I'm here. Appreciate the phone call, David. Let's go to John in Overland Park. John, you're next up on the postgame show. Is the Royals bludgeon the White Sox the way we all wanted them to?
Vern, happy sweep day. This is awesome. I love this. Every week there's a happy sweep day. So I'm going to steal the word you'd used just a little bit ago, which is swag. And, God, this team's got some swag going right now, and it's amazing. And so it occurred to me, a quote I'll throw out is from Satchel Paige. Don't look behind you because something might be catching up. And as good as the Tigers are playing right now, we're still gaining ground on them, and they've got to be scared of us. And that just makes me really happy. So I love our pitching staff. I love that we re-signed Michael Wacha. People don't realize just how big of a deal that is, but we kept our rotation strong, and this team is just playing great, and I'm looking forward to a great weekend. So
thanks,
Vern. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for placing it. You dive into the nerdy numbers, right, the formulas and the equations and all the whatever they do at StatCast and FanGraphs. They both agree that Michael Wacha and Chris Bubich have been two of the 20 best pitchers in the sport this season. Your number three and number four starters are two of the 20 best in the league. Keep in mind, the American League strikeout leader, Cole Reagans, that's not who I'm talking about. Last year's runner-up for the American League Cy Young Award, a guy that is top five in innings pitched this season, and Seth Lugo. That's not who we're talking about. We're not talking about your one and two, who we still all agree and cheer on as our number one and number two in this rotation, and yet it's the number three and number four starters that are really, well, I can't say leading the way. The whole freaking unit is leading the way. Royals are now 17-5 this season against teams below 500. And Chris Bubich, with that 7 strong innings, is without question today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. He improves to 4-2 on the season, his 5th scoreless start of at least 5 innings. Nobody in Major League Baseball has done that. Only Chris Bubich. For being named the Player of the Game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered to the Bubich's home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Royals lefty, the 27-year-old Chris Bubich. We go back to the phone calls, and Nolan in Tonganoxie, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi, how's it going, Vern?
All right, man, how you doing?
Good. Can't complain. My wife and I watch every game pretty much, and one of my main questions, I had two questions actually. I know we're all very happy with the 15-2, streak we're on here, but I wanted to get your thoughts on the base running. It seems like we make a lot of base running errors, and if I'm not mistaken, we're kind of at the bottom of the league in that aspect. And then secondly, how good is the AL Central right now? It looks like we have three teams that could be at the top of every division nearly, or first or second.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the phone call. As far as concern level with the base running, I'll put it low. You are right. Statistically, coming into the day, the Royals ranked 23rd out of 30 teams in Major League Baseball as far as FanGraphs base running statistic. How concerned am I? Not very. I still want Bobby and Michael Garcia with the unyielding green light from the coaching staff. It's on them to make better decisions, to understand that, as J.J. Piccolo put it, they're both now wanted men. They're both recognized and brought up very early in the coaches' meeting going into the series, the pitchers' meeting, the catchers' meetings. Now, people know that Michael last year was one of the five best base runners in Major League Baseball. No, I'm not concerned about the base running. I still believe that Michael and Bobby are two of the finest. Izzy's had a few questionable moments, but I believe him to be a better baseball player than that. I think those are the aberration more so than the norm. Now, sure, the back-to-back Vinny Salvi, you're not going to get much when those two are on the bases. But Drew Waters can move. Jonathan India can move a little bit. Michael Massey as well. No, I think they're a fine base running team. I think they'll finish the season in the top half of Major League Baseball. I understand where they're at right now, but we also have more than three quarters of the season remaining, and I think the track record for most of these guys says that they are above average base runners. And how good is the American League Central? Well, right now, it's the best in the American League. That's for darn sure. Three of the top four records in the American League belong to squads in the American League Central. Tigers with the second-best mark in all of Major League Baseball. Guardians and Royals coming in 7th and 8th in Major League Baseball, respectively, as far as the best record in the sport. Royals slap around the White Sox, but unfortunately they had to send them home. And the Boston Red Sox are coming to town. That's a much different ball club. We've got plenty of time to talk about Boston. Let's continue to celebrate this four-game sweep of the Chicago White Sox. The Royals allowing four runs total in this series. That's the fewest they've allowed in a four-game sweep in franchise history. We'll take our final timeout. Get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Here's the pitch. Salvi strokes it into center field, a base hit. Another RBI for Salvador Perez. Witt comes in from third, and the Royals lead 2-0 in the bottom of the third inning.
Yeah, nice game. 2-0. You feel good because it's the White Sox. Oh my God, they won 10-0, finishing off the four-game sweep and pushing that record to a season-high 7 games above 500. Salvi drives in the first and second runs of the game. That two-out RBI single with Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. The second of three runs driven in by the captain. The first in the first inning, a two-out RBI double. His 13th double of the season. That's third most in Major League Baseball. And Salvi is now just two doubles away from becoming the 24th catcher in baseball history with 300 doubles in his career. Royals win 10-0. We go back to the phone calls. Ty was one of the 25,000 in the building for this one today. Ty, what do you think?
Hey, Vern, it's been a while since I called, since last season. I'm excited to, get to talk to you and express my just gratitude for this team. And I was there today. It was beautiful out, and got to experience the Royals win. But I really just wanted to shift the show a little bit. I know we're talking about a lot about the pitching and the front half of the lineup, but I really just wanted to show my gratitude and excitement for this back half of the lineup. The Drew Waters, the Freddie Fermins, man, Kyle Isbell, I really want to talk about Kyle. I mean, it feels like every game, I know he didn't play today, but it feels like every game he's in a winning play. Whether that's sacrificing himself with bunting, and he knows his role in this team, and I think it's just super cool to watch him, flip this lineup for the India and Bobby going forward. Yeah, thank you, Vern.
Yeah, Oh, it's a terrific phone call, Ty. Thank you very much. Freddie Fermin batting 309 over his past month of baseball. And I continue to go back to the day that Drew Waters found out that I'm staying in the big leagues, and oh my God, they're going to option MJ. You could feel the relief from Drew Waters. Since then, in 18 games, he's hitting 328. I see Kevin and Sedalia on the text line. Vern, how you feeling about Michael Garcia being an all-star now? Yeah, Kevin, hey, I can't fight it. There's only two players in the sport that have a higher batting average and slugging percentage than Michael. Pete Alonso and Aaron Judge. So, yeah, he's an all-star right now. How many all-stars are on this team? CDOT's coming up next with The Drive. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.